Well, the British Foreign Secretary says that his country disagrees with the United States' approach towards the Iran nuclear agreement.
The country is clearly under huge pressure, and you can see that walking around. Very, very few Western goods on site in the shops that we went to this morning. But, you know, we have a view in this country, and it's one of the very rare occasions where we don't take the same approach as the United States, that the Iran nuclear deal is a good thing. Because the situation in the Middle East.
Speaking during his official visit to Iran, Jeremy Hunt threw Britain's unflinching support for the nuclear deal. Hunt stressed that London will exert all efforts in order to pave the way for other countries to trade with the Islamic Republic. During his trip, the British Foreign Secretary met with his Iranian counterpart, Mohammad Javad Zarif. He also held talks with Secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council, Ali Shamkhani. During the meeting, Shamkhani called on the European Union to stand up against Washington's excessive demands, not for the nuclear deal, but to protect its own independence. Shamkhani added that Washington has degraded Brussels by unilaterally quitting the deal. Fellow at the Bayonne Center for Studies, Ms. Catherine Shachtum, joins us now from the British capital, London. Ms. Shachtum, welcome to the program. Give us your thoughts on the recent visit by the British Foreign Secretary. He's so far expressed full support for the Iranian nuclear deal, but we have to see how long that and Europe's support will last in face of U.S. pressure.
Well, I find this particularly interesting because, I mean, as you know, Britain is actually in the midst of trying to basically divorce the European Union, and it's not going too well for Britain. So I think it's very interesting for Jeremy Hunt to actually travel to Iran and advocate, you know, stronger commercial ties and actually somehow infer that Iran needs Britain more than the other way around. And I think it's really the other way around, where Britain is looking for a new market. And I think that whether, you know, Britain remains in the EU, however it's being formulated, Britain will still need a new market, and Iran present this new market. It's almost untouched in the sense that Western goods, in fact, do not travel very well to Iran. And I think that the expertise as well that Iranians have will be very much needed if Europe is the European bloc has a desire to actually stand independent from the United States of America. And I think this is what we're seeing today, where, you know, many Western capitals now understand that the policies coming out of Washington are not actually very healthy for them, and that they want to distance themselves from Washington, and they want to learn to be more independent. I think that French President, for example, Macron, made this very clear when he called for, a European military force and to essentially rethink the NATO agreement, which, again, I think fits within this narrative that European capitals are keener more than ever to distance themselves from the U.S. and be more independent, because we have to realize that if Washington is bullying, the rest of the world, it's bullying its allies as well. And the Western capitals are not, you know, stranger to that. We have seen this over the past few months, especially under the Trump presidency, how, you know, forceful Washington can be on its so-called friends. So I think it's very interesting, because what you see, it's not so much an invitation or recognition that, yes, a nuclear deal is good for everybody and that Iran is necessary if we want to have peace in the Middle East, if we want to see greater stability in the world in general. I think it's more an admission that the UK and other Western capitals have banked on the wrong horse in America, and that now there's a greater realignment, which is healthy. It's a really good thing, because now we have a greater chance at check and balances and a greater chance at peace, essentially, in the Middle East and maybe in the world, across the world, because then imperialism will be opposed with greater force.
Thank you, Ms. Shachtum. Catherine Shachtum joining us from London.